Welcome to this podcast of sermons from University Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. UCC is a community of faith where all are welcome, where we worship in a spirit of togetherness, where we embrace curiosity, community, and compassion. We don't claim to have all the answers, nor do we expect you to check your brain at the door, but rather we gather together to find the courage to engage the scriptures and to ask the big questions about who we are as people of faith, and who God is calling us to be. At UCC, we seek the sacred, commit to love, and empower to serve. And in so doing, we work together to transform the world through Christ's courageous love. My name is Reverend Dr. Russ Peterman, and I'm the senior minister here at UCC, and so most of these sermons are from me.
The first few times I read through today's scripture, I really tuned into the part about pruning. We are in the middle of summer Sabbath, and I immediately thought, what can we prune? What can we trim back? What can we let go of in order to rest in God's presence? What do I need to cut back on personally? But more importantly, what do we as a church need to clean up, trim back, so that we can be healthier and make room for new life, new fruits, and new ministry? My grandfather was a landscaper, and growing up, I would watch him prune our branches and bushes and the vines that climbed up the walls of our old brick home. I learned about the importance of this practice in keeping your yard healthy and the plants thriving. If you don't do a little pruning from time to time, you end up with a hot mess. Bushes and vines that are out of control and plants that are dying. And while it's important for us as a community to clean up and to do some pruning in the proper seasons, cutting back during summer Sabbath is one of those seasons, the more I sat with this passage and read it through my 2019 lenses, it became clear that in this text, we are not to do any pruning. God takes care of the pruning. God removes the branches that are not bearing fruit. God removes that which is not life-giving. God is the vine grower. Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. God is the one who grows and sustains and takes care of the one true vine. In this metaphor from our scripture reading, the disciples, as the branches, are only being called to abide in me. So what does this mean, abide in me? Let's break it down. The Greek word for abide is meno, which can also be translated as to remain, or to continue to be present, or to live. So abide in me can also translate to stick with me, or as Eugene Peterson phrases it in The Message, live in me, make your home in me just as I do in you. Now remember, this part of the story comes after Jesus told his disciples he's not long for this earth. I don't know what the disciples were thinking, but I imagine that they were pretty confused, which is normal for this group. How were they to stick with Jesus when he was going to a place where they couldn't go, a place where they couldn't follow him? But if we keep reading, Jesus makes it very clear. I've loved y'all the way my Father has loved me. Abide in my love. "If you keep my commandments, you will remain at home in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and made myself at home in his love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved all y'all." That's right. Jesus was Texan, didn't you know that? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You can see how this is a powerful message for a post-resurrection group of Jesus' followers who are struggling to redefine their understanding of community. They must make their home in the one true vine, Jesus, God's love made known in the flesh. So what does this love look like? Well, the author of this gospel gave a few illustrations. It looks like Jesus talking to a woman society says he shouldn't be speaking with, and giving her water that will never leave her thirsty. It looks like Jesus healing the son of a royal official on a border town, his care going beyond his religious community and his political group. It looks like breaking the rules and healing someone on the Sabbath. It looks like saving a woman from being stoned who has been accused of a horrible crime for that time, adultery. It looks like healing a man and telling him that he was born blind, not because he or his parents had sinned, but because God made him that way. The Johannine community, the group of people that this gospel was originally written for, will only survive and thrive if they make their home in Christ's love together. Abiding in Jesus, living in the one true vine, creates relationships. It connects them with God and with one another. Diane Butler Bass says it well. Christianity didn't begin with a confession. It began with an invitation into friendship, into creating new community, into forming relationships based on love and service. Abide in me. Make your home in God's love. When I hear these words, it takes me back to South Africa and a pilgrimage I made with a small group of UCC folks back in May of 2017. We visited Central Methodist Mission, a church in the heart of Cape Town, right on Green Market Square. The church opened in 1879, and hanging from the sides of this historic landmark were large blue signs that said, "You are born in love, by love, and for love." Walking through the doors of the entrance to the building, you encounter a large mirror. And as you look at your reflection, you read the words at the top of the mirror that say, "You are beautiful." And at the bottom of the mirror, it says, "Your enemy is also beautiful." When you enter through another set of doors, you walk through a coffee shop called Heaven. And when you purchase a cup of coffee or tea to go, it comes with a cup sleeve that says, "Things to remember on earth as it is in heaven." Now, some of you have heard this before, but it's worth repeating, so I'm going to share it again. This is what is written on that coffee sleeve. You are born in love, by love, and for love. You are beautiful. Your enemy is also beautiful. The stranger is actually a member of your family. In fact, everyone is family. All 7 billion of us. All violence is family violence. Forgive. The real heroes are those who wrestle with addiction in truth and grace. Widows, orphans, foreigners are the Holy Trinity. Hunger is a weapon of mass destruction, disarmed by generosity. You can't have love without truth. Seek silence. Love casts out fears. God is not a possession of the church. Start over often. Food comes from the ground and not from the shops. The Holy Land is not a place to visit. It is a place everywhere. It is every place to value. Forgive again. Plant some seeds. Breathe and smile. JC rode a donkey, not a car. The gentle inherit the earth. Repeat out loud, I am beautiful. There you go. Now tell someone else that they are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Homeless people are people first. Humankind, be both. We own nothing. Everything is a gift. When you throw rubbish away, think about and ask yourself where away is. Forgive yourself. To listen is to love. Explore the mystery of prayer. To say that some people are saved and others are not is hate speech. Walk back to your office the long way round. Make time for music. Difference is divine. It is difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Affording to pay for this coffee means you are rich. Uncomfortable? Now you know why JC was crucified. Don't worship your religion. Grace makes the world go round. Touch the earth lightly. You, yes, you are the light of the world. There are no ordinary people. Cry. God enjoys you. You are forgiven, like completely forgiven. Go in peace. What does it look like for us to live as a community of faith, to live in God's Spirit, to live in Christ's Spirit and make our home in God's love? What does it look like for our spirits, words, and actions to turn towards the vine, to turn towards love? What does it look like for us to live every single day remembering that we are in relationship with God and with one another? What does it look like for us together as University Christian Church to abide in Jesus in the city of Fort Worth, in the state of Texas, in 2019.
So thanks for listening. I do hope and pray that you found this sermon to be engaging and thoughtful and inspiring and maybe even a little challenging. I also hope that if you get the chance to join us on Sunday mornings in our sanctuary, you will. I think you'll find the welcome warm and inviting, the music inspiring, and there will always be a place at the table for you, regardless of who you are or where you come from or where you are on your spiritual journey. Just know that you're welcome here. And if you'd like to support the production of this podcast and the ongoing mission and ministry of UCC, or to simply find out more about this community of faith, we invite you to go to universitychristian.org. Grace and peace to you.